Ken Breakfast.
Thanks to parentdirect.com.au, the fast and easy way to buy toys online.
Yes, happy Sunday, everybody. This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. Byron's still not here.
Yes, but we have got Trav Roebuck over there, who's you're guiding us through gently there, Trav.
Thank you. I'm trying my hardest.
Like the current in a trickling stream of water, and we are but leaves in the radio current.
Okay.
Very nice.
I had a calm night last night, so I'm just being nice and somber. Smooth, Michael.
No, I like it for a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
In a little moment, I'll tell you what, okay?
What?
There has been a long-held belief that a thing called skinny mirrors exist in the fashion industry, okay?
Are they the one you did like you'd put on at a dress shop or something to make you look better?
Well, that is the rumour, but they've been unsubstantiated up till now, but I have been doing some research, people.
Ah, a bit of myth busting.
My friends here.
You Googled something, didn't you?
Yes, I did Google that.
Still research, I'll play it.
That's okay.
There's nothing wrong with Google.
I'm sitting here having a go at Google. Where do I get 99% of my information?
Absolutely.
Make up most of it.
So Joe, you've been doing some investigating.
Yeah, so I have the answer to that in a moment.
Fantastic.
And it's evil.
Is it?
The fashion world is out to destroy us.
Hold on, are you suggesting the fashion world creates unrealistic standards for people?
Yeah, we're going to leave that there. This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. Yeah, all thanks to parentdirect.com.au. This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. And you can give us a call anytime on 131060.
We are heading into summer, of course. And for a lot of people,
the ginger's lament.
For a lot of people, it means the traumatic experience of perhaps purchasing some new bathers.
Uh-oh.
I feel like I almost need to plan a therapy session afterwards just to talk me down, because I've seen myself under fluorescent light with generally very unflattering mirrors in things that, you know, they're not made for my body shape in general. But I have read there's been a long-held theory that in some shops there are skinny mirrors.
Which, to me, like as a mirror, a concave mirror surely would just – it would break the rules of like the way your body would look. You'd curve inward like an inward hourglass.
Well, it's so subtle that you can't quite tell, right? It's just a slight curve.
Like the earth is curved, that sort of subtle curve that when you stand in front of it, you can't really see it.
Yes. And when you believe your bum has its own solar system, because it is so big, right? That's like that's how I feel when I try on bathers.
But that's a good thing. It's 2014.
Sure. But if you see something slightly smaller, you go, yes, I'm going to buy those bathers because they're suddenly very flattering.
Okay.
Then you get them home.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, you have a normal mirror trap at home, don't you?
I do. I hope so.
Well, that's it. And you've been tricked. You've been duped. Now, that has been a theory and a myth
around
the fashion industry for a long time. I've read it actually exists, to the point where there's a company in California that are making skinny mirrors that you can buy for your own home.
Up to $5,500 fine, is it?
Yes.
Jeez,
how much is a fairly big one?
You just dye it? That's a cheaper way to look skinny.
And her theory, the woman who's made them, her theory is that wouldn't it be great if all we need to love ourselves is to see ourselves in a slightly different perspective, like 5 to 10 pounds lighter?
Well, that's probably not the right message to be giving out to young girls.
No, because, let's look at ourselves from a slightly different perspective, but not related to our bodies.
Well, here's the thing. The rest of the world doesn't see you in a skinny mirror, so you're only going to be putting yourself down. This is what I do. This is the logic I have. Whenever I send, let's say if I'm, sending a picture to a girl or something, of just, here's a picture of me.
Careful.
Just on the internet in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll always try and look worse. So when you meet me in person, it's like, oh.
Underselling.
You're not that bad.
Underselling.
There should be. You're not that bad. You're not as rubbish as I thought you were.
All right.
I reckon that shops should have fat mirrors. So it's like, oh, geez, I don't look too great in that. You get home, you see it in a normal mirror, and you're like, I look great.
Okay,
I look fantastic.
I do like that theory, although why would I buy the thing that I thought I looked bad in?
No, it's just you come to the realization that you look good in nothing. So whatever you look the least worst in.
This is the truth. And in actual fact,
I
don't know if guys do this, but women often will buy something thinking, yes, this looks great, regardless of whether it's a fat, skinny mirror or a normal one.
Sure.
And then you get home and you're like, oh my God, why did I buy this?
Yeah.
And then it sits in the cupboard, never worn.
So the skinny mirror is actually a fantastic thing for shops because women are buying things that they will never wear again.
Absolutely. And I'd love to hear from you. 131060, what is hanging in your wardrobe that you've bought that you've never worn? Because there's something weird that goes.
Why don't you just return it?
Oh, because you feel bad or it's not a return sort of policy store or you feel like an idiot or you're lazy.
The society we live in, it's too much.
And it just sits there and every time you open the wardrobe, you're reminded of the waste of money and that that garment is laughing at you.
131060, give us a call if you have bought something that you've never worn. It's Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. Yes, it is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael, and you can call us anytime on 131060.
And we're asking you to call specifically right now. If you have bought something and then you've never actually worn it, I have a theory, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm, on occasion I get to go to, you know, on the telly and stuff, or go to like...
You're on the project,
Every now and then I MC a big event or whatever, and I get to borrow something.
Of course.
Okay, it's a very privileged thing. I feel very fortunate because I have a pretty crappy wardrobe myself. Anyway, so because I get to wear that thing on an outing, then I can assess whether I like it or not.
Mm. Of course.
And sometimes I'll buy the thing just because I've worn it and it works really well. I reckon we all need to just maybe wear something we buy. Mm. For like half a day.
That's great.
Try it.
And then try before you buy.
No one buys a car without giving it a test run.
That's it. So you need to wear the dress out to a club and say, did it actually attract the attention I was hoping for?
Exactly. Because it's not like when you go out, you stand in a little cubicle with a mirror. Like if that's what you're going out was, it'd be fantastic.
Anyway, that's one of my theories. I have many. Kathy, tell me, have you bought something that you just have never worn?
Hi, Joe. Yes, I have. For my wedding night, I went out and bought this really beautiful, beautiful pink lacy satin nighty to
wear. Hello, negligee.
Good day, Kathy, little darling.
Settle down, Michael, settle down.
Oh, hang on, wait till you hear the end.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Tried it on in the shop, really expensive, and it was so itchy.
Oh.
I bought it anyway. Ended up on the wedding night wearing my flannelette PJs.
Can I just suggest, Kathy, though, surely on your wedding night, you're not going to be wearing the nightie for too long. You could put up with a bit of it.
Yes.
Because I'm sure he's got a way to scratch that itch, I'm sure, Kathy. And the best way is to take it off.
It's true. Surely it was designed to be ripped from your body throws of passion.
Well, it was more fun trying to get the flannies off.
Button goes here.
Oh, here's the perfect start to the married life, Kathy. Well done.
I like that.
Mitch, what have you bought that you just have never worn?
Yeah, well, I'm a uni student, so Mum took us out shopping one day.
Your shopping trips are few and far between, mate. I've been there.
Yeah, exactly. So Mum took us out shopping, and you know, I don't know if you know those Bonds T-shirts. They come in like a packet, so you can't actually buy them.
Just the chesty whites or whatever they are.
But the bloke who had it in the picture looked like, you know, he's a fit looking bloke. But, you know,
I'm aware of that guy. Yes.
Yeah,
he's a jerk.
So yeah, I brought it, took it back to uni. You know, tried it on. You know, walked out of my room. I was like, what are you wearing? Like the sleeves are like too short, like right up.
Yes.
Fit at anything.
And you don't have the muscles of that guy, and you don't have the chest of that guy.
No, the six pack didn't appear on anything.
It just looks like someone stuffed ham into a bag, and you just sort of go, "Oh, what happened here?"
It is a shame you can't get that six pack in a box as well, isn't it, Mitch?
It was worth a try, though. That was my shopping trip for the year that Mum turned up. I got out of it.
Mum,
I've been on that Mum shopping trip, and if you don't pick up anything good, you know, you got to wait till the next season.
Yes.
I'll wait till next year.
Yes, indeed.
Well, in around about 20 minutes' time, Michael, we sent you out to review the brand new Hunger Games movie.
That's me, finger on the pulse. And I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, just, you know, you don't want to waste $84 on a ticket to a movie these days.
Not.
I'm going to review it for you, and I'm going to let you know, is it worth going to see Hunger Games? And I definitely went and saw it. I 100% saw the movie.
Why did you wink? It's Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. Thanks to parentsdirect.com.au. This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
So I'm imagining right now there are people out eating al fresco in their neighbourhoods.
Oh, I love a little bit of an al fresco.
Having a beautiful breakfast out with their loved ones, their dog.
Yeah.
You know.
That's their only loved one. And my commiserations to those people.
And then every now and then you might order a seasonal summer fruit salad.
Oh, I love myself a bit of fruit in the morning with some yogurt, a compote.
That's it. Yeah, fruit compote if you're at a fancy place.
If you're dining al fresco.
As opposed to those people who are eating outside.
Yeah, just because they haven't got a house.
Exactly.
Okay, so on those occasions, the fruit salad arrives and you're ready to dig in.
Mm.
When that happens, and I think there's going to be a chorus of people agreeing with me here.
Give it to me, Stanley.
Do not put in your summer fruit salad melons.
Keep them out. Yeah.
Okay.
Rock melon.
No deal.
Honeydew melon.
Any kind of melon. Do not do it. Melons are the stuff of old people's homes, okay?
Melon is the taste of waiting to die.
Melon is like the fruit equivalent of a juggler at the circus, okay? Oh,
you are bottom tier. You,
wow.
Well, how did you get in here, busker? Get out.
Apologies to all the jugglers out there.
No apologies to you melon humans.
Just saying,
juggle a melon, then I'll be impressed.
You've got trapeze artists and then you've got the jugglers. Like, no, come on. No, you understand what I'm saying here, right?
Don't try to dig yourself
out. You know what they are? They're the orange cream of the Arnott's assorted pack.
Exactly.
No one likes the orange creams, no. Australia.
You've got tropical.
Tropical.
You know, and honestly, if you brought, and it happens to me often, if I'm interstate working and then you order like a fruit salad in the morning with your daily paper.
Okay.
And it comes. And I'm just like, I can taste fridge in this.
Yeah, taste the fridge. And the melon is like the beetroot of salad. It just permeates into everything.
It is.
I feel sorry for anyone who buys and sells and trades honeydew melon because you're a sham. You should be ashamed of your life. You bring sadness.
Okay, I think we've established that.
We don't like that. But do you know what? Actually, what? I've just been handed a note.
Mm-hmm.
There's, I think we found the reason for this. Hold on.
Okay.
Well, this is actually quite scary, Joe. You've got a daughter,
what
don't you?
Oh, I know what you've got there. Oh, Trav, you need to play this
thing.
Hold on a second. We've got someone to blame for the melon scandal.
There's a finger to point.
Here we go. Chop up some
apples. Oh, don't come near me with an apple. Chop up some melons and put them on your plate.
Let's make some fruit salad. No, what you've made, Wiggles, is a plate of sadness. Here, have some melon and apples. I'm like, this is a third world country of fruit.
That's what I eat when it's the only thing left in my fridge.
You know when you're hungry as a kid and you want something and your mum says, have an apple. You have the last resort. Get out of here.
Okay, we've wrapped on them enough. That's fine. This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. All thanks to parentdirect.com.au. This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
It's a super exciting time for parents and kids alike around the country because firstly, there's a whole generation finishing up school. And then on the flip side, there's a whole generation starting school. All the little ones that are starting prep next year are going through orientation, which meant buying a school uniform. And which means, you know, there is nothing cuter than a little 5-year-old boy or girl in a uniform that's 3 sizes too big.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I love the parents. They'll grow into it. I'm not changing sizes every 4 weeks.
Well, look, it is tricky, and without being boring, but the size 4 was too small. Size 6 is enormous, right?
Right.
Okay.
There's no fives, is there?
There's no 5.
Yeah, so I don't know why they did that.
I'm at the school uniform shop,
mm-hmm.
and this woman who's selling it says to me, "I say, oh, the 6 is so big," and she says, "Well, why don't you buy the 6 and just take up the hem?"
Oh. Are you kidding me?
Arrogant mums at the. There's a lot of arrogant mums at the clothing shop.
Yeah. I said, I beg your pardon.
What's wrong with that?
Are you saying that to me that I should take up the hem?
Are you too good to hem?
No. What? I'm incapable of hemming.
Oh, you can't hem,
mate. That is like saying to me, why don't you captain the space shuttle? That is as far
why don't you captain
from my skill set.
Hold on.
Like, I couldn't even.
Simple sewing and, you know, quantum physics and rocket science, I think they're different.
Mm-hmm. No, they are as much a mystery to me.
Really?
And also it feels so, what am I going to churn my own butter at the same time?
Yeah, get out
What's
there.
Happening here?
Till the weeds.
Have a clue how to hem. Can you? I can't sew.
You can't sew. You're a mum. I thought that was like the rule. You had to sew.
Once you become a mum, then you automatically can sew.
Because I have produced a child from my loins.
Yes, you have.
Suddenly I know how to thread a bobbin. Well, no, I don't. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I've just grown up. I can sew. How can you not sew? I just think it's weird. You know, a mother. Who has to look after a human.
How can you sew?
Yeah, how can you sew?
Because my mum sewed. And she told me, I got into the Janome when I was like 11.
Well, my mum did sew. My mum could sew quite well. But somehow.
No, I learned how to.
So you're saying I'm the disgrace.
I'm not saying a disgrace. You said that, but I'll, you know, run along with it.
Hang on a second, guys. I'd hate to break this up, but we've actually got a caller. David's called through on 131060.
Hello, David.
How are you?
What have you got to say in the matter?
Well, I was a single father for quite a number of years. And every time I got my daughter a school uniform, I had to hem it up. And it's something you have to do. You got to knuckle down and learn these things.
So hold on, Dave. Are you suggesting that you can sew and Joe cannot?
I'm so ashamed, David.
Hold on, Dave. No, this isn't. You know, this isn't persecution class. This is we build people up, Dave. It's not hard, is it?
No, monkeys could do it.
He insults you without even insulting you?
Okay. Okay. Right.
No
I've
worries.
Been put in my place.
How about if I add the word Sworth after him?
Oh,
yeah. Now you're
now
interested. Hemsworth. I'm okay with that.
It's Weekend Brekkie with Joe and Michael. All thanks to parentdirect.com.au. This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. And look, in Sydney, premiere of massive movie Angelina Jolie's Unbroken happens.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. But another massive movie that happened that was released this week, Hunger Games Mockingjay. We sent you, Michael, to go and check it out.
Well, I'm the man on man about town now, aren't I? You know, old movie, Michael Stratton, they call me. Michael Pomerantz. I'm a mixture of David and Margaret, so I went off to see Mockingjay, the new Hunger Games film.
The last one left us on a cliffhanger.
Okay, can I just point out a big go to hell to the directors of this who decided, it's the last one. Let's split it into two.
Do you know, I totally agree with that.
Go
just
away.
Give me the answers. Yeah. Like, finish it. I'm not going to read the book. I haven't read the book.
I don't, it's too thick. Have you seen that thing? Give me a Mr. Simple book. I'm happy with that. So I've gone along, went along and saw the movie, and
right.
I definitely saw it. And I just, and you know, they said, the big boss said, Michael, we need a review. Just, you know, do you one of your little sketchy things and let Australia know what the movie's like so they don't waste their money or, you know, they know where to go. Yeah. So I definitely went and saw the movie, and here is my 100% review of the movie.
It has captivated the world. The highest-selling novella trilogy of our time. The third installment of the worldwide bestseller. The series that turned Jennifer Lawrence into an international superstar. Breaking box office records around the world. The movie that brought archery back to the world stage. What the world has been waiting for. The Hunger Games. Mockingjay.
Oh, God, Mum, I don't want to play Scrabble anymore. I'm hungry.
Oh, I'm hungry. I'm hungry.
Oi, Katniss, leave Jay alone. Stop bloody mocking her.
The Hunger Games. Mockingjay.
Is that your review? Review?
Yeah.
I couldn't actually even say it. Is that it?
Yeah.
Did you see the film?
No.
You did?
You did. It's Weekend Breakfast.
I knew it.
Weekend Breakfast.
Yeah.
This.
Good morning.
What is this?
Weekend Breakfast with Joe, Michael and Byron.
Thanks to parentdirect.com.au. Jump online and order your toys for Christmas.
Yes, this is Weekend Breakfast for your Sunday morning with Joe and Michael. Now, guys, Kim Kardashian, massive star, she was in town this week.
Yes.
You might have seen her wandering around town, going into the country Target. Can you imagine Kim Kardashian in a country Target? Picking up some bits and pieces.
She does market a lot of her, like her.
Her stuff's in Target, actually.
Absolutely. Yeah. She is totally for the common girl.
Yeah, but the country Target. I'd love Kim Kardashian just swaggering in a country Target.
They'd make a bit of fuss
picking up some flannos.
Mm. Kind of like a Walmart, I'd say, right? You reckon she'd swap at, shop at Walmart?
I think she probably sells her fragrances in Walmart.
She wouldn't be able
to. I know that you can get them pretty much anywhere here.
No, you can get them at Chemist Warehouse exclusively.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Thank
and
you, Travis.
Me, I'm at Chemist Warehouse once a week.
I love that. It is an amazing place. But we're also looking for somebody specific next, Joe.
Well, there's been lots of big names in this country, not just KK, but also Brangelina.
Mm. Hold on
here.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They're like the three most famous people in the world, pretty much.
I know.
I think Barack Obama. Oh, wait. Barack Obama's here.
Yeah, what is going on?
What?
God, the weight of it is going to make us sink as a nation.
And her bottom or
the amount of celebrity.
I did it.
Okay, so in a little moment, we're going to be talking who may have met
Brad
whilst they were here. Imagine.
I didn't know that. Did you know that, Michael?
Well, I'm looking at you thinking, did you meet her?
I didn't.
Did Joe meet her?
People met.
Ah, damn
star.
It again.
We'll find out who that is right after this. It is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. Yeah, it's all thanks to parentdirect.com.au. This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. And Joe, a bunch of amazing movies being released right now.
Absolutely. And Sydney hosted the world premiere of Unbroken earlier this week, which was directed by Angelina Jolie.
I actually know nothing about that movie. What's it about?
Vaguely. Something about Olympian Japanese prisoner of war survivor.
Wow, you got me hooked. To be honest, you literally have me hooked.
You're here right there. Don't even worry about going.
Forget
and
David
it.
And Margaret. We've got Joe Stano.
Sorry about that. anyway, so of course, Brangelina were in town in Sydney for this premiere.
Yeah.
And they
come as a combo duo.
Well, you know,
Brangelina.
Can you imagine the publicist that lined that up.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Would have just literally high-fived her way out of that office and just gone, I'm not coming back for 2 days. I've earned it.
Anyway, it was Friday, so, I mean, that's obvious.
So, anyway, they were in Sydney. They blocked off Market Street down there near the State Theatre. It's a beautiful part of the town.
Mm, yeah.
And the crowds were mental.
Crazy.
And they obviously had to stop for obligatory selfies. Apparently, Brad Pitt was there for an hour.
Couple of minutes.
Hour and a half.
An hour and a half hour, wow, taking selfies.
Have you done an hour and a half, Michael Beveridge? I know that you do a fair share of selfies.
He took one just before, actually.
I know.
I was myself, an hour taking photos of myself. No, I'd need about 10 to get a good angle. But an hour.
That's impressive.
Tough. Oh, yeah. Good on him. You know, he's Brad Pitt. He's, you'd say, top three famous people in the world?
Easily.
Easily. Yeah.
So she was off doing media commitments, and he was so generous with his time.
Photos.
Just, and if you do hashtag Unbroken Premiere on Instagram,
because
like, I don't know how many.
It gets annoying. Like, you get annoyed seeing Brad.
Thousands of people got these selfies with Brad.
Don't worry about break the internet. I think it's hashtag Unbroken. Broke the internet.
That's it.
How many default photos on Facebook do you reckon at the moment are going to be the picture with them and Brad Pitt?
I know, wouldn't you?
Until you can get a better one, and you won't.
All right, so 131060, I want to hear from you if you got a selfie with Brad, because...
Oh, that's a bit niche.
Okay.
I reckon we'll get them. Did you see how many people are there?
Well, there's a population of 24 million in Australia, and you're asking just for the people. We're not going to get anyone.
Clearly, I don't know, because I've heard some rumours about Brad that I want substantiated.
Oh, really? Wow.
Well, okay. Those rumours.
If you have had a selfie with Brad Pitt at the Unbroken premiere, give us a call right now, 131060. I want these rumours quashed, Joe Stanley.
All right, well, you don't know what they are yet.
Oh, I do.
Could be good rumours.
Oh, these aren't good at all.
Yeah, do that next. It's Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. It's Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. And look, I've just got to say, Michael, before the break, you said that we would not get anything. But
I'm always right, so I'm glad that we've had no one call through. Actually, I don't know if we have because I don't have a screen.
Sorry, friend. We do have people who call through.
No, we don't. No one who was at the premiere and is listening right now called up, surely.
There were lots of people. Hundreds of thousands of people went down to
hundreds
the premiere of,
Unbroken
in Sydney. Yeah. I'm going to say hundreds of thousands. I have no idea.
Yeah, we
just roll with it.
But Brad Pitt spent an hour and a half getting selfies with people, which makes him very proficient on all different handsets. I'm impressed with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If someone brings out like a Nokia Lumia,
yeah.
I don't know how to handle that. You know, give me an iPhone or an Android. That's all I can do.
That's right. But so I said, call if you got one. Oh, no, not one, but two people have called.
DOS.
That's right.
Get out of here.
Samantha has called on 131060.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
So you got a selfie with Brad.
Yes, I did.
So, because, you know, meeting someone, a superstar in person is very different to seeing him on the telly or on you know, in magazines or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Is he tall?
I'd say probably about close to 6 foot, maybe.
Okay.
As a guy who's close to 6 foot, thank you very much for referring to us as tall.
Yeah, often celebrities are teeny tiny and you're quite surprised.
Mm.
But okay, I'm glad to hear that. Sam, I've heard another rumour about Brad.
I don't know if you can say this one.
Well, I'm going to preface it by saying that Brad Pitt is one of my all-time favourite hottest people on the planet. And I used to have a magazine of him on a motorbike and I would just go and visit it sometimes just to give myself a little lift in the day. I would just visit the pictures
like
of Brad.
Like a vineyard in the outer, you'd go visit this picture.
Yeah. Wow. But, you know, Sam, I know people work in film, right? And I've heard a rumour that he has a bit of an odour about him.
He smelled really good.
Oh, really?
He was. And I say that he smelled good as more of a fan of Angelina. So it smelled bad, I would tell you.
Okay. So you didn't actually want the selfie. He was just there. And you're like, oh, might as well. Well, I'll take what I can get.
He stole the phone off her.
Well, that's sure I'll take it. You're trying to order a pizza. What? Get out of here, Pitt.
That's okay, though, because we also have Millie. So maybe she might have a different opinion.
No, I'm glad to hear this because I was so sad when someone told me that Brad Pitt had BO. I was like, what? No, I won't believe it. Millie.
Hello.
You met Brad and Angelina.
Yes, I did.
You didn't get a selfie. Did you get a selfie with Ange?
A lady on the red carpet took it for me because she'd known I'd been there since like 5 a.m. So I got a really good photo.
All right. And what about Brad? Did he take it for you?
Yeah. He just came down the red carpet and I had my phone in my hand and he took the phone out of my hand and just snapped the selfie. Oh.
Did you get close enough to get a sense of perhaps his odour?
Well, I had my arm wrapped around him and I was pretty close to him.
Of course you did.
I didn't smell anything bad.
Are you serious? You had your arm wrapped around Brad Pitt?
Yeah, I did.
What was the muscle tone like? Was it like strong? Like whenever I meet an AFL player and I get a photo, yes. You touch it and it's like, geez, you're like a brick wall, mate.
Yes, you can feel
that. Was he
that.
Fairly rigid?
From what I remember, yeah. I mean, he was felt pretty rigid.
What like?
What do you mean from what you remember?
Like it was casual. You remember the cabbie drivers home that day?
I was in pretty much shock. So
yes,
it's
yes.
Hard to remember everything.
Can I just say to everyone listening that Jo Stanley is literally holding herself just at the thought of Brad Pitt's body.
Well, and really, yes. I have to go visit him again.
Speaking of odours, Kim Kardashian, she was in the country last week. Oh, she's promoting her brand new perfume. It's called Femme Fatale.
Look, yes, it might be Femme Fatale, indicating the female, but I've got a certain connection with Kimmy K that has left me ostracised and... let's say bullied by my work colleagues. And I'm going to be letting people know.
Not me. Or have I? I forgot.
Yeah, you were the instigator, Stanley.
We'll find out next year in Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. Yeah, it's Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. You can call us anytime, 131060. Now, big star in town this week, Michael, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, you may have heard of her. She's known for her many talents. Mm.
Apparently she broke the internet. However, my internet continues to work, so I think that's wrong.
I mean, I saw some photos, but that's not really breaking my internet. No. Look, she's come in, she's presenting, I don't know, what was it, like a Fleur Fatale fragrance.
It's a new perfume.
Yes, it's all about roses, this one.
I am a huge supporter of colognes.
You love a perfume.
I love cologne, well, men's fragrances.
I know it's a fancy name, scent or cologne, but it's still perfume.
I thought perfume was for females and colognes for men.
Yeah, but it's still perfume.
Okay, fine.
It's the same thing.
I'm obviously not that into it to know the names. And I was sort of just running through my small collection that I had in my backpack in our planning meeting. Because we do plan this show.
Do we?
And I was ostracized by everyone here. And so, to put the judgment in the people at home or in their cars, I'm just going to quickly run through my collection and what I did during this explanation, and you tell me if there's an issue. Okay, actually, no, Trav, you weren't even there, so you can tell me if this is weird.
Okay.
So, firstly up, we've got Tom Ford's Noir. Mm-hmm. It is a smoky fragrance with a little bit of musk, a little bit playful, not too serious, but it lets girls know that you're ready to have a good time, but a respectfully good time. Okay, so that's here. That's maybe a night out with a loose jacket over a t-shirt, something like that, right? Yeah. Over here, we've got Comme des Garçons Amazing Green. Very floral, very fruity, a little bit fun, the scent of a rainforest, but maybe there's a trance going, like a rave in the rainforest.
Oh, gosh.
Lets girls know you're fruity, but you're fun as well.
Okay, many notes to that one.
Mm-hmm. And then over here, you've got Comme des Garçons Dover Street Market. Very, very sandalwoody. Mm-hmm. This is serious. This is the brooding eyes of a lover in an alley at night.
Okay, so these
are my fragrances, and I dress them up depending on the situation.
Yep.
Okay, so if I'm going jogging, Amazing Green. If I'm going out for some girls and guys.
Jogging!
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I don't jog. I don't know. I thought that was a thing that people do.
Right. Don't lie to people, Michael.
So, and here's the thing. Is that weird that I have that? That's, I mean, and these are just the three I have on me at the moment.
I don't think that's weird. No? I think it beats all the guys I went out with who were hippies and all they wore was tea tree oil, which made me think of shoeless hippies with dreadlocks.
Okay.
Which half of them were, by the way.
Right. But, not there's anything wrong with that.
No, not at all. But I'd go one of those scents any day.
And now the issue and the reason, so people say, why do you have so many clients? Just get some Rexona and run with it. I look like a shoeless hippie. I need to spend as much money possible on convincing strangers in the street that I'm not a shoeless hippie. When you look as bad as me, you've got to spend all the money you can on smelling good. So people are like, oh God, don't get close, don't get close. Ooh. He probably has a home.
So it's basically so people will sit next to you on the train. Otherwise, they leave a wide girth.
Well, I should stop wearing any so no one sits next to me.
Whatever happens, it's Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. It's Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael. You can call us anytime, 131060. But Joe, you've got something for Michael right now.
Yay! Yeah, I love things.
Yeah, well, I want to play this game with you because it amuses me. I hope it amuses others.
It sounds like it's at my expense.
No. It's not.
She's got a lie face on.
The most convincing no I have ever heard.
Okay, well, let me just explain. So I stumbled across this thing on BuzzFeed, right? This chick, she's hilarious. She wore, just for a bit of fun, took the questions from Sex and the City that Carrie Bradshaw would pose each episode. Now, remember, she used to pose.
Little tap away things.
Yeah. And she'd pose sort of deep questions about relationships, right?
With like a fun New York metaphor in there as well.
Yeah. And she took those questions and she posed them of the guys she was chatting to on Tinder.
So the random and I say it respectfully, desperate creeps on Tinder like myself that just like jumping on Tinder.
That's right. So these guys obviously have no idea the questions are coming from Carrie Bradshaw. And I would imagine if you're sitting out in a pub with your mates and you're just, you know,
flipping through your phone.
And some chick asks you a really deep question, what are you going to do? I feel like guys would freak out, but some of them actually engage with it.
Because a girl's talking to them on the internet, trust me, they flip out. That doesn't happen too often.
But it does sort of highlight how stupid those questions really were. Even though we all were like, oh, Carrie is so amazing, you know, she's so poetic.
She could do no wrong in like mid-2000s women's lives.
So I'm going to chuck some your way.
Right, Ellie.
And see how you would respond.
Oh, okay, good. Okay? Yeah. Come on, Bradshaw, give it
all
to
right.
me.
All right. Is there such a thing as relationship karma?
A relationship karma?
Relationship karma.
Oh, karma. You need a little bit more Australian. A relationship karma. No, karma, love.
Karma.
I think so. I mean, if you get cheated on, you're probably going to get cheated on in the future. It's a nice little ebb and flow, the sobering yin to the raging yang.
Okay.
Karma.
Karma. All right, here's another one. Soulmates, reality or torture device?
Am I reading a Cosmo or talking to a human? That's what I would say. Hello, Cosmo. I will subscribe. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Are we getting wiser or just older?
Swipe left. Get out of here. No, not for me. Not for me.
Oh, here's one you'd know. How do you know if you're good in bed?
Sleep with me and you'll know what bad is. How am I doing?
I don't know. Would I continue turning to that? I would probably.
Self-deprecating, I'm sure, is a good thing.
All right.
Incompetent in bed, though. Not so much.
When it comes to finance and dating, why do we keep investing?
Shut up. I hate you, Bradshaw.
So, what is the perfect question to ask of a guy if you're on Tinder and you want to continue the conversation? Not that, I take.
Keeping it PG, remember? Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
What keeps the conversation going?
Beer and a schnitty, question mark.
Right.
If a girl said to me, hey, beer and a schnitty, I'm like, meet you there.
By that, you mean it's short for schnitzel.
Oh, schnitzel, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. All right, I'm getting out of this. It's Weekend Brekkie with Joe and Michael. Yes, all thanks to parentdirect.com.au. This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
That's it, is it?
Yeah.
For this week?
We're done.
Yeah.
See yous.
Well, but I just want to say.
Short and sweet.
Is it really? Does it make me sound 100 years old for me to say stay safe, schoolies?
Oh, yeah. Actually, my little brother went there. Yesterday. No, yeah. 2 days ago. Yeah. Pat, if you're listening, I swear to God. All right? 2 cruises a day, maximum. That shows how in touch I am with the youth. Cruises?
No, I don't know.
It's not 1995 anymore, mate.
Oh, good. Yeah. Very good. Stay safe.
Yeah, well, I hear the Sub-Zeros are coming back, apparently. Yeah.
Oh, right. Rusky's back here. Strongbow, sweet dry draft.
All right,
I don't know.
We're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys next week.
This is Weekend Breakfast with Joe, Michael and Byron. For everything Weekend Brekkie, follow us on Twitter or find us on Facebook.